Bridging the Gap Between Accessibility and Food Safety by Gavin Neat, founder of Wellcome. The image header shows a smiling woman in a wheelchair and headphones, happily looking at a tablet held by a friendly man in a busy cafe. The word Wellcome is written in the bottom right corner. The Wellcome platform prepares venue staff to confidently accommodate their customers' specific accessibility and dietary requirements. Accessible must also mean safe. That is why we have recently added food allergies to Wellcome's inclusive customer service platform. My goal has always been to remove the barriers that prevent disabled people from navigating the world with dignity and ease. While many of these barriers are physical or emotional, there is a hidden side to accessibility that is just as vital and far more dangerous if ignored: food allergies. The hidden overlap. Statistics show a staggering correlation. Children and adults with neurodevelopmental disabilities, such as autism and ADHD, are significantly more likely to live with severe food allergies compared to the general population. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Interaction fatigue and the cost of silence. For many people, interaction fatigue is a very real daily challenge. When you have already spent your energy explaining your physical, sensory, or communication needs to a staff member, the prospect of adding one more request about an allergy can feel like an exhausting burden. In one highly publicized case, sesame seeds in a baguette caused a fatal reaction, ultimately sparking Natasha's Law. This tragic story is a stark reminder that what we don't see and don't say can be fatal. Research from the US Food Allergy Research and Education, FAIR, registry found that when allergic reactions occurred in restaurants, staff had only been informed of the allergy about half the time. A separate study found that even when customers did alert restaurant staff, reactions still occurred in a significant proportion of cases. The reasons people stay quiet are familiar: not wanting to be a nuisance, feeling rushed, or assuming the menu provided enough information. These are the exact same barriers that Wellcome was built to address in every other area of accessibility. The Wellcome solution: prepared, not just aware. With Wellcome in place, staff are reminded to have a deeper conversation with you when you arrive. This means they aren't just aware, they are prepared and ready to discuss your specific requirements. Accessibility isn't just about getting through the front door. It's about being safe once you're inside. Whether it's a life-threatening nut allergy, a severe dairy intolerance, or purely a preference, your welcome key encourages conversations, helping every venue you visit to welcome the whole you. About the author, Gavin Neat. Image shows a black and white headshot of Gavin Neat, founder of Wellcome, smiling warmly with his chin resting on his clasped hands. Wellcome is a platform dedicated to empowering disabled people and customer service teams by reducing anxiety and increasing confidence in face-to-face interactions. To learn more about how their inclusive customer service tools help bridge the gap between accessibility and safety, visit key.well-co.me or reach out to the team at hello@well-co.me. You can also follow his latest insights and updates on Medium and PhysioPod guest blogs.